Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Jonga Kandemiri. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing a decision by the Botswana government not to hire foreign teachers and truck drivers anymore. But first, a look at what is happening here in the United States of America. Representative Elise Stefanik, President Donald Trump's nominee to serve as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, faced the questions at a Senate confirmation hearing Tuesday. The high-ranking House Republican told lawmakers she would advance Trump's, quote, America First of, quote, agenda at the international body. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more.
Representative Elise Stefanik, President Donald Trump's pick to represent the United States at the United Nations, calling for accountability Tuesday.
The UN has not lived up to this founding mission, and we must demand better. I share President Trump's vision of a UN reformed by strong America First, peace through strength, and a return to this founding mission of promoting peace and security around the world.
Stefanik was elected to Congress in 2014 at age 30 and eventually became the fourth-ranking member of the House. Republican senators say Stefanik's steady hand and fierce intellect make her the right fit to advocate for the United States at the United Nations.
When many of us look at the United Nations, this body that is meant to advance values of peace and freedom and human dignity, we don't see those American values reflected. We see rampant anti-Semitism against the world's only Jewish state as it faces attacks from all directions. We see oppression and aggressive autocrats celebrated and elevated to leadership positions.
Stefanik told senators her time in Congress would inform her approach as ambassador.
The U.S. is the largest contributor to the U.N. by far. Our tax dollars should not be complicit in propping up entities that are counter to American interests, anti-Semitic, or engaging in fraud, corruption, or terrorism. We must invest in programs to strengthen our national security and deliver results. To increase the efficacy of U.N. programs,
Senator Jim Risch, the top Republican on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, agreed.
I believe it is reasonable to evaluate every UN agency to determine if what they are doing is directly beneficial to America and hold them account until the answer is a resounding yes.
UN spokesperson Farhan Haq pushed back on that assertion on Tuesday.
The United States owes $1.5 billion to the regular budget of the UN.
$1.5 billion,
and then between the regular budget, the peacekeeping budget, and the tribunals, the total amount that they owe to all three is $2.8 billion.
One analyst told VOA it could be difficult for the U.S. to change the 80-year-old organization.
In some of the lower institutes, we are the largest donor to the United Nations, so there is a possibility of using some of that leverage. But typically, we've been able to use that leverage only in small ways over these institutional changes.
And Democrats are concerned about Stefanik's past actions.
You have voted to defund the United Nations and its specialized agencies. Certainly, I would agree that the United Nations is an imperfect body. But the UN is also a force multiplier of American taxpayer money. U.S. disengagement is something our adversaries want, especially Russia and China.
If confirmed, Stefanik would be the 32nd person to lead the U.S. mission to the United Nations. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
Back to our topic of the day. Botswana has closed the door on the employment of foreign teachers and truck drivers. The Minister of Labor and Home Affairs, Mr. Pius Mokware, says they took a decision in December to stop issuing work permits for foreign teachers and truck drivers. Those with existing permits will not get renewals, a move that will result in hundreds of Zimbabweans losing their jobs. This comes as Botswana's temporary and unemployed teachers protested Monday and handed a petition to the Ministry of Labour and Home Affairs demanding that private schools absorb 80% of local teachers. Tabang Kopelo, the convener of the Monday protest by temporary and unemployed teachers, says they are not fighting against foreign teachers but want their government to prioritize the employment of locals.
We are making 3 demands. Particularly on those 3 demands that we are making was that we demanded that Botswana teachers be employed in private schools, because currently there are not many Botswana in private schools and the government is unable to either engage teachers on permanent basis or on short-term contracts as it used to be. Now we are saying the private sector must now therefore now step in and assist the government, because we do acknowledge that there are other people who come from outside the country who are now working here. Botswana is a country that cannot live in isolation. It has to live with other countries. That is why we are saying at least give us a progressive figure, because there are a lot of teachers in Botswana which are not working. Then we demanded for the 80% that each and every private school that is operating within Botswana should employ at least 80% of the teachers. The second demand was that we now demand the cancellation and the immediate suspension of issuing of work permits to teachers who come from outside Botswana. We do so not because we don't love them. We are seeing there are thousands and thousands of which others are graduating. Therefore, they will need to occupy that space while the government is now working towards employing us permanently. Because another issue here is we demanded that all the teachers that are working in private schools, they must be paid proper salaries. It is not a thing of, I saw someone saying that private schools offer quality, the teachers, what. Some Botswana, they go to private schools, then they leave them because they pay them peanuts. Imagine that you're a degree holder, you're earning around 4,000 kula, 5,000 kula. Now, they are now relying on our brothers and sisters who come from outside the country because they pay them way less money. So, we are challenging that. We are saying the payments must be regularized. There must be an oversight body that will now see that there is compliance, that indeed everyone who is employed to work in private schools is paid proper money. Same way the government is trying to pay us proper money according to our skills and according to our qualifications. That is what we are demanding for. So it is nothing, it has nothing to do with being xenophobic or anything.
That was Tabang Kopelo, the convener of the Monday protest by Botswana's temporary and unemployed teachers, speaking with VOA correspondent Mkhonisi Duwe. Although there is no precise figure of the number of Zimbabwean teachers in Botswana, it is believed that they are in their thousands. Zimbabweans in South Africa are facing the same problems as locals there claim that they are taking away their jobs. Truck drivers have been attacked by locals, while some teachers have also been harassed. Last year, the Opposition Patriotic Alliance Party in South Africa staged a protest at a primary school in Pretoria, demanding an immediate end of Shona lessons. Let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, We show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Today on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are discussing a decision by the Botswana government not to hire foreign teachers and truck drivers anymore. To discuss this, we are joined by Mr. Nick Urekure from the Zimbabwe Residents Association in Botswana, Mr. Neva Ndweni, a Zimbabwean teacher who is also based in Botswana, and Mr. Sifas Chuma, who is the diaspora leader in Botswana for the Zimbabwe Diaspora Nation Building Initiative. Welcome to our show, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, welcome. Let me start with you, Mr. Ndweni. As a foreign teacher in Botswana, how do you view the decision by the government, the Botswana government, to close the door on foreign teachers?
Okay. Now, thank you very much. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for this opportunity. I think it's a right decision by the government, taking into consideration that there is unemployment. There are so many Botswana teachers who are not employed. So the government has that duty, obligation to make sure that they provide employment for their people. So even in Zimbabwe, it used to be like that. We used to have expatriate teachers, but as time goes on, they phase out. So I think it's a good move for the government. It's high time for our people to really prepare themselves and go back to Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. But this move will also affect you, Mr. Ndweni.
Yeah, it will, definitely. But, you know, personally, I was always prepared for this. Because I knew that at one time I would have to go back to Zimbabwe. So as I was waiting here, I was busy also trying to make ends meet in Zimbabwe, put some projects so that should I be terminated, then I'll go back and run my project. Of course, it will affect many Zimbabweans because some of us, we have kids who are learning here. Some of our kids are in universities. Definitely, it will hit hard on us. No doubt. But we thought maybe the government would give us more time to wind up so that at least we go back home prepared.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Let's hear from Mr. Urekure. Wa Urekure, imi muno mirira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muBotswana. Munoti nedano iri, pamwe nemashoko ataurwa na Vandiweni. Alo, Urekure, muri kunizwa here? Yes, Mr. Urekure, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Yes, ndandabvunza neshona kuti munoti nedanho rakaziviswa neBotswana iri rekuti havachakwanisa kunge vachitora vamwe vatyairi vemagonyeti vatsva pamwe chete nevarayiridzi vatsva vachiti varimo kare vane magwaro anga achishanda akapera kushanda basa ravo rapera achakwanisa kurenyuwa kana kupiwa umwe upenyu hutsva. Tanzwa vandiweni vachitaura kuti danho ratorwa iri rekumisa varayiridzi vanobva kunze idanho rakanaka nokuti muBotswana hamunawo mabasa ekuti zvizvarwa zvenyika zvinge zvichipinda. Saka zvinopomukana kuti zvizvarwa zveBotswana vakapa muenzaniso wekuti kuZimbabwe zvaitomboitikawa kuti kwaimhenge kuchiya maexpatriate teacher asi zvakamiswa kuitira kupamukana vana veZimbabwe vanenge vachibva macollege. Munoti iwe imi?
Kunaka zvakanaka zveshuwa kuzvizvarwa zveBotswana. Asi kuzvizvarwa zveZimbabwe nemamiriro akaita zvino zvino zvichatinetsei kune ivo vane mapemisi anenge akukanjerwa kana akusasiri kupuhwa panyowani. Vazhinji zvinoziva vanhu vazhinji maticha neko kusari kuassociation kwedu vane makore nemakore ingangoti decades vari muno vamwe vakatozvairwa muno kuzotanga panyowani kuti ndanga mudzokera muZimbabwe obviously zvichange zvichirema vamwe vane vana vari muno vamwe vana vana vakabva zvavo muno asi vakazvairwa muno saka zvichanetsa kune vazhinji tisingakanganidzi Botswana ndiyo ine vanhu vakawandisa ingati kunze kwesouth africa ine mazimbabwens akawandisa kunze kwesouth africa saka imomo mune maticha mune madriver mune nevamwe vane mabasa akasiyana siyana saka zvichava netsa zvokuti
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. That was Mr. Nicholas Urekure, and he said, well, it's good for Botswana citizens, the Botswana, but bad for Zimbabweans, considering that some have stayed in Botswana for many years, and once their contracts are terminated, it will be very, very difficult for them to go back home in Zimbabwe and start a new life. Let's hear from Mr. Cephas Chuma, who is the Zimbabwe Diaspora Nations Nation Building Initiative representative in Botswana. Sir, what's your take?
Indaba leyi asondaba encane it's not something nje esingayithatha lightly kulezinye izikolo ukuthi uyathola ukuthi ngesilamaZimbabwe afika 50 ezinye zile 20 ezinye zile 30 and kubo bona labo uzathola ukuthi asibo bonke abanye bangabe beready sibili ukuthi bangabuyela iloba nini yes but kube lomunye mhlawumbe ngenye ule i-permit yakhe yokuqala i-3 years yona le etholileyo lapha suka khona ube sevalelisile uthi uqeda nje unyaka wokuqala uthi chasana nembila sezithutha ukuthi izinto sezitshintsha sokumele ubuyele kulama-challenges khona laphana amaningi kakhulu njalo njengoba lo mfowethu ke watsho lapho Nicholas ukuthi abanye zathola ukuthi sebeneminyaka lapha vele imuli iqale umuntu esela abaningi amatitsha labo ngoba ngabantu abalezimuli balabantwana abafundayo khona lapha kuyabhadala i-school fees ukuthi all of a sudden sokumele asuke uqonda ngaphi lanxa kusekhaya kodwa psychologically ingqondo iyake kade ingazilungiselelanga so asonto nje engaphonga ukuthathwa lula njalo ngivumelana le-representative yeBotswana his message was to say the private schools are taking advantage of the foreign contingents of ama teachers ukuthi they will pay ama salaries those are low because they know that these people they have no union, they have no representatives anyway. You can't complain. Some of them you find that even the wife and the husband they are teaching same school, they are not earning the same amount of money because each one has their own salary based on how it was negotiated. So the environment it's not friendly. They are there but then but still you find that the salaries are not as good as what is supposed to be. And now they are being the private schools, they are taking advantage of that now, knowing that these ones will not complain. For example, you find that these families, akuna medical aid, akuna allowance for anything, it's just 4,000. Such that the locals will not accept that kind of setup. So it's actually no one is a winner in these two scenarios. Mm. It's an issue of ukuthi maybe mina I feel ukuthi 80-20% that the conveners of this petition are requesting, I feel it's a bit harsh. We understand that there are a lot of people, locals, who are not working, Abatswana. But I think let's have both parties come together and maybe come up with a better starting point. You know, can you imagine if in a school you had 50 Zimbabweans or foreigners.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, 30 have to go, 40 have to go. It's a bit too harsh. But once we understand, we give them a locals level. They give, this is their home. They deserve the best.
Thank you.
But in another one, it's not like these foreigners, they've done nothing for the country. They've done so much.
Thank you, Mr.
On 2-3 houses.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chuma. Thank you so much.
It's something, and it's finally much closer.
Thank you. Yes, we'll come back to you, Mr. Chuma. Let's hear from Mr. Ndiweni. Mr. Ndiweni, we heard the convener of the protest saying that foreigners are paid much more less. And this, I think, Zimbabweans compare with what they could have been earning back home. And they see the Botswana salaries or payments being better, but still very, very low for locals there. What's your take on that?
Yes, okay, thank you very much. I wouldn't say a lot in as far as salaries are concerned, because this depends on the institution where you are. Some private schools are paying, some are not paying much. It depends on which institution you are in. But of course, you know, as foreigners, you know, we take whatever comes, because sometimes we are so desperate coming from a country in economic doldrums. So whatever we are offered, sometimes we have no option, we just take it. But of course, it depends on schools. Some schools are really paying well, some are not paying well.
Mm-hmm. And if you have a way of also approaching the government, what would you tell the Botswana government, looking at the decision to shut out or to close the door on foreign drivers and teachers?
Yeah, my brother, like Mr. Chuma, has said, us as teachers, we have really contributed a lot to the education of this country. We have really played a pivotal role in terms of uplifting the standard of education in this country. So the government did not just take a quick decision to say we are terminating your permit. The government must do it in a first manner, you know, like to say let's come on board and then we talk about this, and then maybe so many percent that are coming in and so many foreigners coming in. Not a decision where the government is saying is not going to renew the permit of the foreigners at all. I think that would be too harsh, considering the fact that we have really contributed a lot, and we have invested in this country, and we have also kids who are still learning. So if you just terminate my penalty, what will happen to my kids who are at university? What will happen to my kids who are still at school? You know, so it really is something that should not be taken in a harsh manner. It must be something that should be discussed, and then we try to come up with something that will benefit the government and also benefit us as foreign teachers. Definitely, I'm of the opinion that the locals must be given jobs, but it must be faced to say, okay, this year we are going to have so many foreigners and then so many locals. And then they change it gradually, not all of a sudden. That would be too harsh for us.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Let's go to Mr. Urekure. Mr. Urekure, as an association representing Zimbabweans, are you going to take any measures to challenge this decision?
I think it's a bit early. For any action to be taken. We still want to try and see where you know the final decisions are going to be. This actually comes with the backdrop of remember we when the new government came in, the new president came in, he was talking of giving permits to all Zimbabweans. And in this stage, everybody was actually anticipating changes, you know, to the laws that were there, and you know, everybody getting panicked. And now this one comes in. So it's a bit early. It's something that is just being announced. And I'm thinking, yeah, maybe there could be some pressure groups, although I really don't think that is actually going to happen. Because remember, the government actually is trying to create employment for its citizens. And this is one way that they're actually going to create employment. So it's a bit difficult, and it's a bit, I think it's going to be very difficult to get anybody to change their mind.
Thank you so much. Let's hear from Mr. Cephas Chuma. Mr. Chuma, are we going to hear your organization challenging this or doing something to engage the Botswana government?
Yeah, what we might not use the word challenge per se, but it's something that I just sent that information to our CEO. Into embodying at explaining at the engagement. We respect really the decisions of the country because it's their prerogative to do that for its citizens. But we also feel I'll give you an example. A university lapha ama foreigners bayabhadala ama locals balama allowances abantwana angithi. Okwenzakala ukuthi uteacher uyasebenza lapha ahole kumbe uhole i-8,000 yakhe ngale kufanakala 15 or 17 or 20,000 isuke imali leyi iyebhadala ngale. So in actual sense iya-revolve futhi khona lapha imali enaleyo. So I think maybe we need to also put together i-story sethu and add and put content ukuthi yes siyakuzwisisa lokhu kodwa lokhu nalokhu belibela kukhangela yini ngoba wonke umzali nxa umntwana ngabuye ekhale sithi kadlanga. You have two options, either ugijimele uye lapha athathelwe khona ukudla or kusho sithi hhayi lina bantwana ukudla lokhu shuthi landi lambile sephumelanani kanje, you know. Ziningi iy'ndlela zokuthi ubulala umangoyo. Ngibona ingathi yizo izinto esingadinga ukuthi zikhangelisiswe. But the other area esingazama ukuyenza ukuthi singejele le embassy yethu because information zona lezi embassy can also help.
Thank you.
In also assisting endeavor journalism.
Thank you so much. Mr. Ndiweni, your last word. What can you tell our listeners and viewers?
All I can say is that, especially I would just advise the foreign teachers just to remain calm, not to panic, not to make a lot of noise, because they really contributed a lot. And then they just watch what the government is going to do. Maybe the government is going to engage the teachers. Whatever decision that the government will take, if it means going back home, we have no choice, guys. We have no choice, guys. We have to go home. We have to collect our dignity and go back home. Yeah, we have no choice.
Thank you.
Some of us are really thankful for what this government has done for us.
Mm-hmm.
We've worked for quite a long time. Giving us, renewing our permit, no problem. But now, in obedience, everything will come to an end. Are you keen on them giving us a pass, Matthew?
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you so much. You heard what Mr. Ndiweni said. He said that they are also going to engage the Zimbabwe embassy there in Botswana and see how it can help the Zimbabweans that are faced with difficulties in the terms of employment in Botswana. Time is not on our side. We would like to thank our guest, Mr. Nick Urekure from the Zimbabwe Residents Association in Botswana, Mr. Neva Ndiweni, a Zimbabwean teacher based in Botswana, and Mr. Cephas Chuma from the Zimbabwe Diaspora Nation Building Initiative, also based in Botswana. This is Jonga Kandemiri signing off in Washington, saying bye.